Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Japanese-American pop artist who first became a superstar of the art world in the 1960s alongside Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein, and who now, again in 2012, has become the art world's it girl. Born in Matsumoto, Japan in 1929, Kusama had a rough childhood. Starting at a very young age, she would have vivid hallucinations, which were compounded by an abusive and unloving relationship with her mother. Her father was cold and dismissive as well. This led Kusama to withdraw into her own little world, where her only solace came from drawing countless pictures. "My mother," she recalls, "had a temper and was extremely violent. She hated to see me drawing and painting as a child, and often ripped up whatever I was working on." Kusama's visual and oral hallucinations began about this time. She was barely 10. "One day," she says, "while sitting in a flower bed, I suddenly looked up to find that each and every violet had its own individual, human-like facial expression, and to my astonishment, they were all talking to me." On paper, her hallucinations most often took the form of circles and dots, repeating themselves over and over. In 1948, at age 19, Kusama left home to study at the Kyoto School of Arts and Crafts, where she studied a rigorous formal style of painting, which she came later to hate. After completing her coursework, she switched back to the style that she had developed as a child and began covering surfaces. Kusama left Japan at the age of 27 for the United States and fled to Manhattan. As soon as she arrived, she immediately began creating new work, using her dots in larger paintings, sculptures, and performances. She was obsessed with working, and within a year, her work was a bold splash of pop fun. During the following years, she was enormously productive, but she struggled financially. She worked harder and harder, and this began to take a toll. Her hallucinations, ever present from childhood, increased, and she was hospitalized several times from anxiety attacks and exhaustion. Her hospital visits barely slowed her down. "I didn't want to cure my problems, my fears, my anxieties. Rather, I wanted to use them." One of her anxieties, sex, led her in a very new artistic direction. "When I was a child, my father had lovers, and my mother made me spy on him. The experience both repulsed and intrigued her." Her art became a way of working through these obsessions. She began a new series of work, soft sculptures, in which she covered every square inch of ordinary objects in white, phallic-shaped objects. She even created phallic-decorated clothing and was often seen strolling around New York in outfits bristling with her hand-sewn sausages waving in the breeze. Kusama's new work attracted many followers. She recruited her followers to participate in her naked happenings. Gathering at public places, such as museum entrances, parks, her friends would disrobe and dance to rhythmic bongo beats while Kusama painted dots all over their body. It was perhaps the height of her fame, but it was a low point in her reputation. After not being accepted to exhibit at the Venice Biennale, she showed up anyway, uninvited, and set up an installation on the lawn of the Italian Pavilion. Within hours, the authorities dismantled her exhibits and sent her on her way. Physical illness now compounding her psychiatric afflictions, she herself could no longer distinguish between her real self and her constructed personality. Depressed, broke, and facing media backlash, she returned forlorn to Japan in 1973. Kusama checked herself into the hospital for the mentally ill and eventually took up permanent residence. There, isolated and relatively unknown, she worked daily in the small studio space granted to her. Her writing attracted a cult following in Japan, and as the years passed, her art was rediscovered by curators at the New York Center for International Contemporary Arts, and in 1998, MoMA decided to organize a major exhibit of her new works. Currently, Kusama, now 83 years old, is the subject of a major retrospective at the Whitney Museum of American Art. She's collaborated with Louis Vuitton's designers to develop a new polka dot design line, and her imagery can be seen everywhere around Manhattan. Her career has finally come full circle. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.